Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here, superlative co-host, Mayor of Shamokin Dam, chair of the CSVT Task Force, the man for whom McGranahan Gate is named, or Mayor's Gate in Shamokin Dam, the emergency outlet on Baldwin Boulevard. That's to help folks if they can't get through that traffic light there. And let's see, what else can I say? He's in charge now of the PAB's Global Tsunami and Earthquake Response.
The PAB? No, I don't think they're involved in that.
Oh, okay. And he's the head of the State Mayors Association.
Vice President. Right. Vice President of the State Mayors.
He was the COO here for 50 years.
Well, you're close, but no cigar.
Okay. And you grew up in Harrisburg.
Right.
What was the name of your elementary school?
Cameron.
Cameron Elementary School, which is still open?
No, it's been closed for years.
Okay.
Torn down, I believe. Haven't been down that street in a long time.
Once Joe left, what could we?
They said, just tore it down.
What could we possibly achieve?
Camp Curtin Junior High School is still there, but it's no longer a junior high school.
What is it? Like an antique?
Academy of some sort.
Okay. So, but it's still a school, eh?
Yes, still a school. And then William Penn, my high school, has been left to rot and decay thanks to the ineptitude of the Harrisburg School Board and administration.
How's the takeover going?
It seems to be going well. They got rid of a lot of the dead wood. They're finding tremendous financial problems, records that weren't kept. There are absolutely no records, I saw in one story, of all the federal grant monies that they got.
All of them?
Apparently not. So there's
the check comes in, you spend it. What else is there?
The court-appointed administrator, seems to be doing a good job trying to get her handle on everything. She brought in a crack team from the Montgomery County CSIU, and they seem to be trying to get a hold on things. They've discovered a lot of problems that they're working on, so the kids in Harrisburg deserve a better education than the one they've been getting, and they deserve a lot better from their elected leaders than what they got down there.
And is there anything to stay at the mic? Stop leaning back.
I'm waiting to hear what you're going to say.
All right.
Next.
On the Mark is sponsored.
What was the question?
Is it affecting student education yet?
Well, I hope it will. I mean, the schools are out right now. They're going to start up here shortly, but they found a number of the teachers who didn't have proper certifications. There are a lot of professional positions that have been left unfilled. They're trying to fill them and make sure that they've got teachers there who are qualified to teach. So I don't see that it can get any worse. It can only go up from where it was.
Okay. Well, good. Well, we wish them the best of luck, and we hope if it doesn't work out, we're just going to shut her down and ship the kids to other good school districts. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. Throughout our program, you're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. We've got about a half a dozen emails pending, so Joe's pulled up two we're going to read right off the bat. You can text us at 70236. That's the Text Connect system that we use to keep you notified in case of emergency or breaking news stories, closed roads, tornadic weather, that sort of thing. So if you wish to receive Text Connect messages, you can sign up at WKOK.com. Through Joe and through PennLive.com and his other contacts, we're going to continue to follow the recovery of the Harrisburg School District to make sure that they once again become the vibrant mecca of education that cranked out the likes of Joe McGranahan. Other famous graduates?
Well, I don't know.
You can't think of any of him? Every school has, half
I'm
a dozen astronauts.
Well, there are some famous athletes who have come out of Harrisburg. But,
okay.
I don't know of any scientists. A lot of the kids I went to school with had successful careers in their fields, but you define great.
Hmm. Was successful.
Okay. Well,
millionaires.
A lot of them. I'm sure there are more than a few millionaires in the group.
Okay.
Not certain who they are, but I'm sure there's some.
Well, yourself is one of them, but others.
No,
others.
Yeah, I light my cigars with $20 bills. Used to use 50s, but, you know, it's been a little tough lately.
Ever since 2008.
Right.
He's down to 20s. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Just to keep folks informed about politics, we have issued an invitation to Claire Moyer, the write-in candidate in the 85th District, coming on the mark. On the ballot, those two candidates have already come and gone, we have invited Claire Moyer to appear, so hopefully he'll accept that and he'll come on the show. We're also going to issue an invite for all three candidates to come on the mark together at the same time and face each other and talk about some of these big issues.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. So hopefully that will occur. Well, the invite will be issued, I guarantee
right.
you that.
Well, and we will treat them all fairly. Is our one.
1-800 is the 800-9. So call us now if you'd like to talk about anything. We did have one of the candidates yesterday, and we had some follow-up topics that related to that, both related to the pension and related to longevity in office and term limits. So we can talk about that, or we can talk about President Trump, the mass murders that occurred in El Paso and in Dayton, Ohio, are still in the news. So we can talk
yesterday
about
the
that.
President went to both cities.
Right, yeah. Very common after a tragedy like this for the president to visit. So that's probably appreciated by some of the local folks anyway, although I saw not all.
Well, I mean, CBS is pointing out that some of the people didn't want to meet with him, but others came back and did meet with him. It's amazing to me that the media is entirely focused on Texas. And they're not, because that fits their narrative, that gunman there was a white supremacist, and so that fits.
And you see them as the same.
Well, I see Dayton as being a case of someone who's a left-winger who committed this mass murder. He is a Democrat who supports Elizabeth Warren.
Right, and what did he say as he was doing this? What was his reasoning
I think they're still trying to search for the motive there.
Right, so...
But I don't think you can tag it.
So you're saying they are equivalent.
I'm saying you can't tag it to a political party. I'm sorry, the Democrats, the headline on CNN this morning in their website was... Democratic candidates unite in rage at Trump following latest mass shootings. You know, so it's all tying the president's rhetoric to this.
Don't see it, right?
I think his rhetoric is unfortunate, but I don't think there's a straight A to B line. You know, and then when you have Joe Biden yesterday, I saw extended excerpts from his speech on Morning Joe this morning. They covered it extensively.
In Iowa.
But he said he had more in common, our president has more in common with George Wallace than George Washington. Good line.
Yeah, how about that?
I don't buy it, but it's a good line, you know. And he'll use it. And, of course, the president slammed back at him, saying to sleepy Joe Biden his speech was boring and terrible and... You know, so we're just in this never-ending cycle of politics by insult.
Name-calling.
If we actually talked about issues that were relevant, you know, so what is the relevant issue out of these two mass murders? Is it gun control? Is it mental health? Is it the president's ill temper and bad choice of language? What should we be gaining from this? You know, so far I don't see, the president said initially that something good, perhaps even great, should come out of this. But yet, apparently, Wayne LaPierre gave him a call, and so now he's not supporting background checks,
universal
background checks.
He gets reminded by Wayne LaPierre precisely who's in charge of the White House, and it isn't Donald Trump. We have some emails pending.
Well, you're a member of the NRA, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh, Joe, please.
Well, you're packing half the time.
Well, that has nothing to do with the NRA. You can carry a gun without joining the NRA. 1-800-795-95. And I'm not packing. Why do you keep saying that?
Well, because you're always telling me you have a concealed carry permit.
I do have a permit.
I assume you're armed at all times.
That's just so I can carry legally to the range.
You know, if they stopped you for traffic violation, I've heard them report that he also has a license to carry.
Yes, he said license.
So I can see the cop saying, you get out of the car, Lawrence, and put your hands up.
We'll take your calls. It is an open phones. We sort of recapped what's cooking in El Paso and Dayton and with the president and with some of the Democrats and with Harrisburg schools and other topics. So if you'd like to weigh in on one of these, call us now. We do have some emails, so we'll start to sift through those.
We haven't gotten to these, and we have one from yesterday. Tom said, and this is yesterday, we didn't get the chance to start the program with it, as we normally would. As to the reason Democrats didn't pass gun legislation when they were in charge of all three branches, 60 votes needed. Can't even get a vote now. Money is talking. Now some real math. 19 million Republican NRA dollars divided into 3 million Democratic dollars times 100 equals 15.7%. So Republicans are taking 84.3% of NRA dollars based on numbers Joe says he agrees with. Only in America could a shooter write a complete manifesto as to why he did it, and conservatives say it's not the reason. Sad but true.
And there's no such manifesto. Joe says the two shootings are equivalent. There's clearly
no,
none.
No, there was a manifesto written by the guy in Texas.
Right. No, in Dayton, there was not one.
No.
None
that's been found or released, at least.
Yeah, based on the cursory evidence, we're told that's more of just an individual that went on a mental health break and a psychotic break, and unfortunately,
so the guy in Texas he did it because he's a white supremacist fueled by Donald Trump.
I do not know.
The guy in Dayton did it because he's mentally ill.
Joe, I don't know. I'm not investigating these things. That's why the guy in Texas said he did it. Whether he really did it for that reason or some other reason,
I
don't know.
I think he probably did. You know, but that doesn't make anybody in particular responsible for him.
No, but it would be strange in this country. But Republican or Democrat, people often thought of the president as being part of the solution to the nation's issues, even if they didn't agree with the politics, you know. And I think some of the things that President Trump has done, I think I don't agree with, but I think they're okay. You know, maybe they're part of a solution. But most of his rhetoric, just his words and the Muslim ban and all these different things that he does,
it was
make
a travel
it clear.
Ban, not a Muslim ban, a travel ban.
Well, he called it a Muslim ban. I understand what it really was. It really is, but
oh, so you're prescient. You know what's in someone's mind.
No. He said it. No, I know what he said. He said he wanted to ban all Muslims coming into the U.S.
He said now, he wanted to ban travel from countries where there was a lack of leadership at the local level.
No,
and where you could actually determine that what these people were, what their intent was coming in.
Originally, he said he wanted to ban Muslims, and then later he said, "This is how we're going to do it, by banning individuals who are from Muslim countries."
But you notice what happened with that? Supposedly, the courts said to him, "Go ahead." Mm-hmm. He was going to devise in 90 days, wasn't it? 90 days, a plan to have the proper vetting, if you will, of these people. I've never heard a story from anyone that was accomplished, and that we've now lifted the travel restrictions. We now have a way to verify that these people don't mean any harm.
Yeah, my
brain. So the media dropped the story.
Well, okay. I think it got implemented for some strange reason. I think it did proceed.
I never heard a story.
Well,
so
I'm
is
not
the
this
travel
morning.
Ban still in force, or is it has it been lifted?
We got two callers standing by. We'll talk to Stan and then Bobby. Stan, you are on the mark. Go right ahead.
Good morning. Let's see. The guy in El Paso had a manifesto, and all his thoughts and, how should we say it, all his idiotic thoughts were all started before Trump even came on the scene. So how can that possibly be Trump's fault?
I guess people say that at least the Fox is reporting that some of his rhetoric matches that of the president. But that just means he excerpted the president's speeches. He could have excerpted speeches from Gandhi, but we wouldn't blame Gandhi. I'm just saying the president
right.
can be part of the solution here, and he's not. That's all.
Did you read the manifesto?
Oh, no, I did not. I would never read that.
I did.
Think it would taint my
I
mind.
Did.
What happened?
Okay.
Oh, you read it. What's it say?
He was a whack job, all right? He didn't like brown people, but as he put it, now that it's not right, what he didn't like was mixing of the races. That was one of his things that he didn't like. He thought that the races should stay separate, not necessarily segregated, but that they should not intermingle as far as being married and having offspring. That was one of his big deals. That's stupidity thinking, but that was his thinking. I don't think I've ever heard Mr. Trump say anything like that. And he did not link himself to Trump. He didn't say any hated corporations and big corporations and stuff. So, you know, that's kind of left-leaning, in my opinion, because all you ever hear from the left is, you know, big evil corporations doing this, doing that. And the guy up in Toledo... everything that's coming out, he was basically a Elizabeth Warren supporter leftist. You know, and he's had problems. That guy has had problems in the past that maybe if it had been reported, he wouldn't have been able to buy that firearm that he bought. So again, the government failed to do its job. And yet we are to rely on the government for our safety, and we're supposed to believe them that they're all they're benevolent, you know, people that, you know, what they want to do won't affect anybody that obeys the law. I don't believe them.
What should have happened in Texas, where the mother called the police and said, "I'm a little concerned about my son having this gun," didn't identify herself. Apparently, the police didn't ask her to identify herself. And then they told her that he was 21, had every right to buy it. Should a mother's concern, what should trigger it?
Well, yeah, in all technicality, that's true. So evidently, she only called him once and didn't give it. If she didn't give a name, how are they supposed to even figure anything out?
No, but if I'm a policeman, if I'm a policeman and someone calls me and says, "My son just purchased a high-powered rifle and I'm concerned about it," I might ask a few questions.
Exactly. I'd agree with you. I would agree with you on that. And if she didn't give a name or anything like that, would she expect the cops to be able to do anything?
Well, then on the other hand, the cops didn't ask her.
Well, that's true. And with caller ID and stuff, they should have been able to figure out who made the phone call.
But their answer was, he has 21 years old, he has every right to legally purchase the gun. So I don't see what good a red flag law is going to do if they wave a red flag and nobody even takes the time to follow up.
Well, isn't that the case? I mean, that happened in Florida. You know, there's all kinds of signs there when the guy's being interaction with the cops 40-some times. The only time I have interactions with the cop is when I'm a little heavy on the gas pedal.
All the time.
But if a guy's coming to the cop's coming to your house because you're threatening people and hurting animals and people are reporting you're acting crazy, you're right. That's a sign. And all that stuff should have been reported, and that guy should have never been able to purchase a firearm. But nothing is ever done because in this, what's the rules in this country? Innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
So
right.
Until you do something, or it's proven that you have plans to do something, like a conspiracy amongst people that they're going to have a list that they're going to go out and shoot people or blow something up, then they can't do anything.
All right, Stan. Well,
I don't know. I don't know whether that's good or bad.
But now
because
I was going to say, now I see that they're going to the families of some of the people are going to sue the gun shop that sold him the gun.
And to what end? The guy passed the government's background check. What do they want him to do?
They should have known.
All right, Stan. Okay, mind readers. We got to get the crystal ball out next time.
Prescient.
You know, that's the insanity of it. You know, they'll sue the gun manufacturers too.
Right.
You know, the gun manufacturers sell a legal product to people that are supposed to be allowed to own them. You know, when I shouldn't say allowed, that have not committed any crimes or have convictions or felonies against them. You know, and that's what the purpose of the background check, so we've been told, is for, to prevent that. But once again, the failure of the government to properly input the information so that the background check can be complete. It was happening in the Texas church shooting, happened down there in Florida, and now this guy is a guy up in Ohio.
I got to stop you there.
He was a little whack job.
Good luck.
Stan, you're a little heavy on the gas pedal this morning. I have to stop you. We got other callers waiting. We're up against the break. The people at the gun shop are supposed to be
prescient.
Knowing the future.
No, that ain't happening.
I got to go.
That's why we make the phone call to the state police.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being
a great listener and a wonderful caller. All right, callers, stand by. We are coming right back. Short break here.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, read those two sentences, and then we'll get the call.
Okay.
In.
Since you've been tagged as such, Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein. The squeaky studio door all through yesterday's show. All you need are chains and moans.
Oh, that's the chair. That's Joe's chair. Lean all the way back.
It's not doing it today.
All right. I wonder.
There was a short one. Nope, not doing it.
I wonder why. Isn't that funny?
I don't know.
I can guarantee I didn't fix it. Bobby, thank you for being so patient. You are on the mark.
Yes.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. I have a question for Joe. And reading the, about the information about the Harrisburg City School Districts and that. In other words, the curriculum that they set up to teach the students and that, the teachers were not... did not have the proper credentials for the courses?
That's what they say. They lacked the proper certifications.
So that way, but who's responsible for starting that?
The school board, or whatever, as far as who hires the teachers?
The
administrator, who at the time was Dr. Sybil Knight Burnley, apparently failed terribly in her responsibilities, and she had a crew of people who couldn't shoot straight. The business manager, a guy named Bilal Hassan, apparently was considered to be wildly unqualified for the job, according to the stories I saw. So, I mean, it was a financial mess, an administrative mess, and the school board was divided 5-4 in favor of backing the administration, which was inept at best, incompetent at worst.
Well, from that point of view, I think they seriously ought to look, upon the running of the administration and just kind of focus on what they want to do.
I would not be surprised if some criminal charges came out of this. I don't know exactly what they would be, and I'm not implying anybody did anything wrong other than just being not capable of doing their jobs. But given the fact that there's money that can't be accounted for, and that immediately after the state took over the school district, some 12 computers from the business office went missing, and when they were returned, there was some question about whether or not data had been removed from them. I'd say there's a potential there for at least a criminal investigation.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. Al, thanks for waiting.
You're welcome, and good morning. Back to the shootings and so forth. I'm not hearing the words like evil gets into these people and whatever idea is coming into their head, and then they do an evil act. It's an evil act. And there's evil and good in this world, and then we have free will. So you're always going to have these problems from day one, because God gives us free will, and there is evil, and there is good. And it's going to be a constant battle to the end of time. And then he gives us a way to live by following Jesus. And if we do that, people don't like to hear this word either, then the husband becomes the Godhead of the family. And then he watches over, because he has the responsibility of the following Christ and taking care of his responsibilities. And all these people come from a mother and a father, and we're lacking the family. And, you'd lack the family structure, you're going to have a lot more tendencies of people going astray and being caught up in the evil of the day.
But being a Christian doesn't protect you from harm, correct? If these people had the Father in charge...
It does protect you.
Really?
Yes, Jesus will help you. Jesus will help you along, and the Holy Spirit will guide you.
So no Christians were killed in either of these mass murders?
Well, they're not following. I mean, if they were Christians, they would, WWJD. What would Jesus do? Jesus wouldn't do what they did.
And you know for a fact,
no shopping at Kmart on a Saturday?
instead
no,
of Walmart.
No, not the people, but the shooter wouldn't have done it.
Well, you made it sound there like you've held the victims responsible for their own fate.
No, I'm sorry, that's the way it came over, but no, we are all responsible. Everybody's responsible for what's happening in this world.
Right, but being a Christian doesn't protect you from a shooter, correct?
No, it doesn't correct you from a shooter. No, it doesn't protect you. But I'm just saying, the shooter himself, if he would ask himself, would Jesus go out and do this, no matter how mad he was? No, he wouldn't do that. And if I had a father that acted like the Godhead of the family, maybe this boy would have been taught, let's go find another way to take care of this problem instead of going out and shooting people up. I mean, there is a thing as in giving your life to Jesus and following in his ways, and it does guide you through the Holy Spirit. And if you read the scriptures every day, they a lot of times pertain to what's going on in your life, and they give you answers.
So you're saying
we have everything to protect everybody these days. I try and help people, and the doctors tell me, well, I can't tell you anything, HIPAA. Well, I think this person ought to be looked at. They're saying dangerous things, and they're a danger to themselves. Well, we can't do a thing about it. And I've been all the way to the head of Geisinger to advocate for people. And then you get a 302 on them, and then sometimes you can save them. And I've helped. You know, through the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we brought people back from the evil brink and wanting to kill themselves and wanting to do harm.
Harm others. Okay. Well, listen, we're up against the top of the hour. All right. Thank you so much, Al. Thanks for calling. Thanks for being on the radio today. Appreciate that. We've got a couple of emails pending on this very topic. Not Al's topic, but on the prospect of the mass murders over the weekend and the president's culpability. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Or this, lack thereof.
This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Mark Lawrence here, Joe McGranahan here. Rob Center took the rest of the morning off, but that leaves an opening for Mr. Matt Catrillo to be our fabulous producer. So we appreciate that. We'll summon him when it comes time for us to take more calls. He's back in the newsroom, clackety-clacking over on that computer right now, so he'll keep that up. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check him out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is now open, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We do have texts and emails to talk about. We're talking about the subject of, we originally talked about the Harrisburg Area School District for a time this morning, and then we switched to President Trump's culpability or lack thereof as it relates to his rhetoric inspiring individuals to do mass murder. So we'll continue that conversation shortly. That's the subject of the emails and texts. In the news, PennDOT says they're going to add some more traffic signals in the weeks and months ahead in Northumberland. One set will go at Duke and Water Streets. There's already overhead traffic signals there, but PennDOT says they're going to add the street level or eye level signs on poles, signals on poles there where they used to be present at near the Suncom building. They were removed as part of the rebuilding project, but it's hard to see the overhead lights, they say, when you're parked under them, stopped at the stoplight, so they're going to add the ground level lights there as well. Also, soon we'll have temporary lights at two locations on Orange Street and one at 3rd and Duke Streets. Crews have been getting ready those lights lately. PennDOT also says they've been delayed about 3 weeks on the King Street project and will be able to resume shortly. Governor Tom Wolf was among those who spoke at a gun rally at the state capitol late Wednesday afternoon. I think we're missing a word here. He was, in fact, an anti-gun rally.
Governor Wolf called on the State House and Senate to pass the red flag law and to mandate universal background checks on all firearm purchases. The governor also urged the U.S. Senate to pass House Resolution 8 to close background check loopholes at the federal level.
These are three concrete, verifiable actions that legislators can take quickly to reduce the number of graves being dug for gun violence victims.
The governor was also asked if he would call a special session to address gun violence.
If Republicans and Democrats truly want to come together and want to move quickly on this in a special session, I am absolutely happy to do that.
The governor says he will continue to work with the General Assembly to advance legislation to reduce community gun violence.
Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Fox News Channel host Tucker Carlson faced criticism Wednesday for declaring white supremacy a hoax the same day President Donald Trump visited El Paso, Texas, after a gunman wrote an anti-Hispanic rant and then killed 22 people. Carlson has faced criticism before his commentary, including a statement that immigration has made America dirtier. His remarks Tuesday came with the nation rubbed raw by two weekend mass murders and increased concerns by law enforcement officials about violence attached to white nationalism. Quote, he has used his platform to push out prejudice, said Jonathan Greenblatt, CEO and National Director of the Anti-Defamation League. Quote, I think it's disgusting, and I don't think it deserves a place on a major news network. Fox Channel representatives did not comment. Carlson's primetime show routinely draws more than 3 million viewers on weeknights, second only to Sean Hannity on Fox News. Episodes of his program land among the Nielsen Company's list of top 20 shows last week for both broadcast and cable. And MSNBC host Nicole Wallace has apologized for falsely saying on her show that President Donald Trump was talking about exterminating Latinos. She apologized Tuesday on Twitter for a comment she made on her show the day before. She tweeted that her mistake wasn't intentional and that she was sorry. Wallace was responding to a remark by the USA Today columnist Paul Rees, who was a guest on her afternoon show. Rees had noted that Trump has talked about an infestation through illegal immigration, and the natural conclusion would be to attempt an extermination. Wallace was a communications director for former President George W. Bush and has been a harsh critic of President Trump. So
her apology was kind of lackluster because there's another sentence to it that you didn't read. That's probably not in the story.
This is the short version.
That his degradation of people of color has been continuous and ongoing.
Do you think white supremacy is a hoax?
No, not at all. I don't know where
that's
he came up with
strange.
That. I mean, there are always people who are sick mentally and believe they want to blame somebody else for their problems. That's been endemic in the history of the world. How many times, how many programs have there been against Jewish people? Because it's easy to find somebody, they're responsible for our problems. We don't bear any responsibility. I think that one of our persons down here says the only person culpable in the shootings are the shooters. Time to place the blame where it belongs, at the feet of the shooters. And I think that same thing is true. We all bear responsibility for our own actions. If I go out and commit some sort of horrendous crime, you're not responsible because I deal with you every day and you know me.
No, but I think we can all do something. Our president can lead in this effort if he were to suddenly have a change of heart. People and
the
president
can
lead in a way that draws us together rather than making sure that we're divided along color lines.
Well, he made that speech the other day, and Joe Biden said that I forget his exact quote, but it was a doozy, something like vacant-eyed, implying he was an automaton staring blankly at the camera and reading words he didn't really mean.
That was artificial intelligence. That wasn't really the president. You know how the president really behaves, fortunately or unfortunately, whether he's saying things you agree with or not.
After Charlottesville, people were saying he should have come out and he should have unequivocally denounced white nationalism. He comes out and unequivocally denounces white nationalism, and that's still not enough.
because it was obviously not real.
Oh, okay. So you know what's in his heart.
Well, it was obviously a video, when they take your image and they have it say different things.
Well, I mean, what should we do with Tucker Carlson for denying white nationalism?
Well,
what should we do with the woman who said that the president is supporting the annihilation of Latinos?
Sure. Watch him and let him know that obviously white supremacists exist. It isn't a hoax. I don't know how many there are, but I mean,
I don't watch Tucker Carlson and I don't watch Sean Hannity. They're both a little further right than I am.
A little over the top.
In my opinion, they are, you know, but then a lot of people watch them, a lot of people like them. Bill O'Reilly was more to my liking, but he apparently had other problems. Okay, one of our writers says, isn't it ironic and laughable that Mr. Trump is blaming a majority of these mass shootings on mental illness, yet one of his first acts as president was to repeal a law put in place to prohibit individuals with mental illness the right to purchase firearms? These are individuals who are deemed financially incompetent, not capable of writing a check, who Mr. Trump thinks have a right to buy a gun. Go figure. Is that accurate? You're up on more gun legislation than I am. Is that an accurate statement?
There were individuals who I think had been adjudicated with a mental illness in the past who still could not buy a gun, even though it was a brief episode in their, you know, adolescence or 20-something. But by the time you're 30 or something, you're stable, and that law still existed. There was no way to turn that around. So the president did sign, I think it was an executive order, that said that you could be reconsidered. You could go through a gauntlet of judges and things.
Didn't say that it's an automatic whitewash. You now can buy a gun. You had to go get some kind of proof.
Right, yeah, because you still, if you went to fill out the federal firearms form, it simply asks, have you ever been deemed mentally, I think they use the term mentally incompetent or something. It's still, it's an antiquated term. But you can't accurately answer it, you know, yes, if the answer is no. So you'd have
but if
to
you were subject
that
to that law,
away.
If you were subject to that law that the president revoked, and you filled out that questionnaire and you answered that no to that question, would you be in violation?
Well, yeah, that would be in violation. You have to say yes.
So what was the net effect? What was the net harm of what he did? The writer makes it sound like there's a direct correlation between A and B.
I think it was one of the good things our president did. There's a list of 6 good things he's done. That's it. Now, he's done 97 bad things, but the list does have the 6 good things.
So then our writer, in your opinion, was off the base.
Well, I don't agree with him, but this individual thinks that's the wrong way to go about
I mean, he stated that the president took away legislation that would keep people with mental illness from getting guns. Is that a true statement? Yes or no?
It wouldn't allow somebody with an ongoing mental illness to get a gun.
But somebody who had been cured?
In the past, right. Oh, yeah, cured. I like that.
Okay, so then it's not a true statement.
No, it's not a true statement.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I wasn't sure where you were headed.
Well, just I'm trying to pin it down because I don't own a gun, so I'm not as familiar with these laws as you are.
That's the same one.
I deleted the one that I read.
I know. this is now. I wanted to go from one viewpoint back to the other, but I can't find the other one.
Well, so another writer says, and I think this may be our friend E.B. It is. E.B. says, it's interesting to me that conservatives are very quick to say that we can't blame Trump if his rhetoric inspired the El Paso shooter, while in the next breath eagerly pointing out that the Dayton shooter was allegedly an Elizabeth Warren supporter. Translation, don't politicize shootings when they make a Republican look bad, but politicize the heck out of them when they make a Democrat look bad. Only problem with what you've written, E.B., is that the media is not at all focused on Dayton, and they draw no corollary between the fact that this guy was a Democrat and people were killed, but they're all over Texas and the fact that that guy was a Trump supporter, apparently.
If Dayton is being so ignored, how do we know so much about it?
Well, because a few people are reporting it.
Thanks to Fox, we know about Dayton, Ohio. Okay.
Well, that's the only place I've heard them say. I mean, when I've heard MSNBC, when they say something about it at all, they use the word allegedly an Elizabeth Warren supporter. Well, there was no allegedly about it. He was. So, that had nothing to do with him committing those murders. Any more than if he had voted for Howdy Doody for president.
You have to write him in. He's not on the ballot very often.
He should be.
Let's see.
Howdy had a good moral compass.
This is a good one. This is the one I was looking for.
It is not the candidates or the president's fault for the shootings. It is the trigger man. If the leftists ever take the presidency back, just wait and see how many all the mental gun owners put up a fight. I just do not know how they are going to get all these assault rifles without incident, regardless of how much money they offer the owners. I agree the off-tilt Americans should not have guns. Unfortunately, I do not see this working out well. Respectfully submitted. Hope they figure it out peacefully. Well, you're right. I think if the government ever starts some program to confiscate people's firearms, there will be problems in this country.
All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
I mean, you know, that in theory in the Constitution, if they passed a law to do that, it could not possibly pass constitutional muster at the Supreme Court level.
All right. Next email, and then we got a caller.
All right. Article 1, Section 21 of the Pennsylvania State Constitution states, the right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and the state shall not be questioned. Doesn't say it shall not be regulated, just that it shall not be questioned. What the heck does that mean?
Well, I think that's, this might not even be the current one. Oh, this is from yesterday. Right. Somebody sent it when we were talking about the gun law changes in Pennsylvania, red flag laws. So if you impose a red flag law, they're supposedly constitutional. They pass constitutional muster in other states and U.S. constitutional scrutiny, but it'd be hard to get past this. This is a pretty big hump, I think, for if you have an individual. Now, granted, he's committed a red flag type violation, but you take away his gun that he could use for self-defense.
You're questioning.
I think you'd be in violation of the state constitution in Pennsylvania. So, you know, you'd have...
Well, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Well, for some reason...
How do you get past that?
I don't know. Red flag laws get passed, and they pass U.S. Supreme Court muster and have been tested and upheld. So that much I know. But how they get by, I wouldn't be able to tell you. 1-800-795-9565. Thanks for sending us that. There's one more email and more texts as it relates to our good conversation. But we do have a caller on the line. Joe's on the line. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in. Last caller before a quick break. Go right ahead.
All right. Yeah. Good morning. Quickly, what you were talking about, the emailer that had about the mental illness and taking away the guns, or you couldn't get a gun, had to do with due process, which is constitutional, and that's what I believe. I haven't looked at it lately, but it had to do with due process, which you can't take that away from citizens, and that's what they were trying to do. So that's why that was. But Mark, right before that, you were saying about how Trump should lead and bring, you know, the nation together, right? I mean, if I understand that right, is you're saying about...
I never said that. Yeah, I did.
Trump's first, or like dividing us, or am I getting that? I don't want to... I just want to clarify that right before that, you were talking something about Trump is dividing our country. Am I getting that right from you?
You're getting that right from
you.
Yeah,
that's pretty close.
Hey, well then, I'm sure that you thought that President Obama was a very good speaker, and, you know, he didn't divide the country. I'm not saying you believe that, but did he bring the country, and he had good speeches, and he was a great politician, right?
President Obama.
How could he have mass shootings under his administration by having all this flowery and all togetherness and love and hope? Or I'm not sure what you're trying to get across, but you have a difference in two different presidents. Obama seems to have preached all this or spoke in a very nice and good way to bring the country together, but Trump, there's these mass shootings under Trump. Well, Obama had a lot more mass shootings, I think, than any other president.
So maybe you're saying maybe President Trump does not actually inspire these shooters. Maybe it's just coincidence that he happens to be hateful, and so are the shooters hateful. But President Obama had mass killings under his leadership.
Ergo, he's hateful.
Right. Well, he wasn't hateful.
I'm just saying,
what was
that
his impact
Obama
on those?
Didn't create those shootings, and Trump doesn't either. That's my feeling about it. And Bernie Sanders and that. Those people, there's something mentally wrong. But when you blame Trump and don't blame Obama, that sounds a little confusing, you know? I mean, if one is preaching, you know, unity and love and all this, and the other, you say, isn't, but they both have mass shootings, that can't be the difference. The difference is in the people doing the shooting.
Right. Yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm not sure you have an... I don't have a comeback. I'm not sure you have an invalid argument. I'm simply saying that we all know, it's all common sense, it's common knowledge, that President Obama did try to glue the nation back together and was not completely successful.
Well, he didn't do that. I hear this phrase that people... that a president is the president of all people. But Obama had people that didn't agree with his policies, and I know some people that lost their insurance because of Obamacare. Now, he wasn't the president. I mean, he was the president technically of those people, but He hurt them financially. I've known independent truck drivers and people that care for individuals that need help, and they didn't have insurance, but they were forced out of their own insurance. So this phrase also that I have trouble with is Donald Trump with his policies is not going to please everybody, the same as Barack Obama's policies didn't please everybody. Right. But he's technically the president. Both of them were president of all people. But that doesn't mean you're happy with the things he takes away from some and gives to others, the same as every president, I'm sure. I'm not a historian, but I'm sure that they have all had that type of situations, that people get hurt under different administrations and people are helped. And, you know, the pendulum seems to swing at different times. That's because the voters had enough of the Democratic leadership of Obama, and it drastically swung fastly back the other way.
Well, you may not be an historian, but you have a firm grasp of how history has proven itself in this country over its existence.
Good for you. Okay.
Right. And I'm glad that we have the choices, the political pendulum. That way we don't get extreme and we're not stuck with extreme. Maybe we're creeping towards socialism and it'll swing back, or even if a Democrat gets elected this next round, we'll see what democratic socialism does for the country, the economy, and it'll swing back again, whoever's running on the other side. I mean, I hope we keep that, although, of course, I don't agree with a two-party system, but that's a whole different conversation. So,
all right, we got you.
I just wanted to see that, that's what I have to say this
morning.
All right.
Thank you very much. Yep. Great observation.
Call again, Joe. Call again. Thank you.
Read that email, and then we'll take the break, please.
All right. Doug from Lewistown makes a good point. He said, for all those who claim Trump is responsible for these shootings, just wondering if they hold all those who predict the end of the world because of climate change responsible as well. The El Paso shooter's manifesto included not being able to sustain life on Earth because of humans destroying our climate. But, oh, yeah, doesn't seem the media wants to mention that. The evil people who pull the triggers are solely responsible for these massacres,
says Doug. All right, we appreciate the email. We'll take more comers emailed to onthemark@wkok.com or text it to 70236, although you'll have to text fast to get ahead of Stan, whose thumbs are working overtime today, but we appreciate that. We do have one call coming in. That individual dialed 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number, the email in the upper right, and then the caller.
All right. Our emailer says, good morning. There have been at least 17 deadly mass shootings in the U.S. so far in 2019. The Dayton shooter's ex-girlfriend said he was fascinated with mass shootings and showed her on video on their first date. Should have been a red flag, but she thought because he was studying social psychology, it was okay.
Says Bob. All right. Thanks for calling in. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I touched on this before, and as far as, first, the adults, they make all their own choices and paths in life, right? But what I do disagree is with the Democrats constantly, and Obama's has been recorded in the past saying, if you see a conservative or Republican, confront them, Obama said, confront them, show them your point of view, whether it's in a restaurant, gas station, blah, blah, blah. And then they have no agenda as far as to get back the presidency, so they're using these headlines. And if you take the whole picture, and their message to try to win the next election is to paint this gentleman, this Mr. Trump, as being racist and a white supremacist. And it goes back to the Google censorship, the Democratic trying to control everything. And if they open up the borders and let all these people in, the mass shooting and the people, it's going to get worse. Like Ocasio-Cortez and the mob squad, and not one Democrat has said anything against Antifa. Antifa is going after the Republicans and the conservatives, and they will not say that this is a bad group. And it's just a matter of time before one of them go off and do do some type of shooting, and they're going to squash it. You're not going to hear nothing. But it's sad how they're taking headlines for 2 or 3 day runs, and they run with it. Like they're finding, I mean, they're twisting the news, and it's if you see the whole picture, you could see what they're doing. I mean, what do you think?
Good point.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. It's unfortunate we're not seeing the whole picture from the news media, but. Yeah,
I mean, they just pound a certain headline. Like they're Pelosi is so sad that Pelosi's going after. Well, we're going to go after Trump. We're going to get him impeached. So we're taking bits and pieces of news for the last 2-3 years. Like they're going to play 2-3 second clips, and they're going to try to put it all together and play it at one time and say, hey, this president's racist when it comes election time, and that's what they're going to do. And they're going to try to twist everything and win an election on by saying the gentleman is racist, but not what's good for the country as far as an economy. I mean, if you look back what Venezuela 7-8 years ago, when they took their guns from the whole country, they said, we're doing it for the betterment of our children. And everybody was up on board. They sold back all their guns in Venezuela. Venezuela, they took all their guns. And then the socialists took over, the economy went tanked, and then if you watch the news, they were eating out of garbage cans in the streets, out of garbage trucks. I mean, it's proven it don't work. Ask anybody, if anybody's out there from Venezuela that has family where they took their guns to call in.
Well, it certainly doesn't work when the government's corrupt, and of course it was in Venezuela, and still is, as far as I know.
I mean, it's going to get proven. It's going to get proven. Sorry to interrupt you. It's going to get proven in the fall. Wait till Mr. Barr does his final report, and at the highest level, the highest level, just the leaders. When the coup comes out, what are they going to do then? When it was corrupt, and how Hillary and Nadler and all them, they all when it all comes out, how they corrupted this whole election, what's going to happen then? I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to get exposed. It did happen. Everybody knows it happened. And they're just trying to drag it out. Mueller dragged this out for 2.5 years. They're trying to drag everything out, try to get this president out on racism so they can get back in there. If they would have got back in that office, they would have hid everything. And you know what I mean? And then at the highest level, it's corrupt. And the general public, the educated person that watches the news and sees the whole pictures and watches all three channels, four, like bounces back and forth, sees the whole picture. But they get away with keep pounding this message of like, oh, we're going to get rid of him, attack all these people in public, attack this, attack that, and the hate and all this. And it's really, really, really sad. It's really sad how Google and Yahoo and these how they control what you see and what you hear and all this and that. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Okay.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much for calling.
Appreciate your comments.
We're going to take another quickie break. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. Sunbury Motor Company sponsors our show. They want you to go to the quick lane. Do what I've done. Go to the quick lane. Get your inspection done. Tell them you got a road trip planned. You're going to the beach or you're driving to California. They'll get your car ready for said trip. They can specialize in all types of vehicles, whether it's a great big truck or a little tiny car or a little mini bike. You name it, they can fix it. They do state inspections there. They can pump you up with nitrogen. They're open Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They got an alignment shop, body shop, car wash, parts department that sells parts for all kinds of vehicles. They got it all at the Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. And if your vehicle's shot, they can make it work again or sell you a new one. So there's just no reason not to go to the Sunbury Motor Company. They have everything you could possibly need. Chris, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, everybody's, I guess, responsible for what they do, but there are also people who are responsible for creating a climate for what other people do.
Okay.
And that's not responsibility for the shooting, precisely, but the president certainly has spurted a growth in sort of Ku Klux Klan and far right actions, and as the FBI did a report on it, that terrorism, right wing and anti-black terrorism, is a major problem and a rising problem. And they reported that just a few days before some of his more outlandish statements. But there is a certain responsibility there, and they're kind of tone deaf, and sometimes you don't know whether it's intentional or not. For instance, if they were a little sharper, they're raising the flags back up the flagpole today, I think at sundown. And you know what today is?
You're going to pull that 8-8 Adolf Hitler bit again?
I'm not pulling it again. I'm pulling it for the first time.
No, it's an old
song.
But
the reason I'm pulling it is not to say that they did it intentionally, but you wonder if they were a little sharper, they'd avoid sending that signal.
Isn't it possible that there's no connection at all between the
it's
two?
It's possible, but I said if they were a little sharper, they'd pull it. They would have known not to do it that day, because those groups are going to take it as a sign of Trump support. Now, I'm not saying it is a sign of Trump support, but I think very clearly those groups are going to take it as a sign of Trump support. And if they were sharper, they would have done it. They wouldn't have done it that way. And you don't know whether who decided that or why, so you can't really say. But yes, if they were sharper, they wouldn't have done that.
Well, it's something I wouldn't even think of, and I don't think the majority of people in this country have any idea that screwball
people
thing exists.
People who study or are familiar with that are know about 8/8. The people who are work to get people out of those groups, the groups themselves, and the people who study them as potential terrorists are aware of it. And you'd think one of them would have some import there, or somebody would check with somebody, or whatever.
Kind of like hotels, they have no 13th floor. Maybe we should not allow anybody out to have the address 666.
Yeah, that's totally irrelevant, isn't it? Some buildings do have 13th floors, some don't.
Said hotels. No hotel has a 13th floor.
I don't believe it, no, but I'd say most. So.
But I mean, this is the kind of thing I think. No disrespect to you, Chris, because I think you're a thoughtful, intelligent guy. But I think people on the left look for this kind of stuff to dig up to try and fortify their case.
People for the right look up.
Yeah, I was just going to say this. Yeah, the left owns the irresponsible digging. Not.
Well, did you know? I saw the blank look in your face, Mark, when he mentioned this. You didn't know what it meant.
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying most people know or should know, but a White House that was on the ball would know enough about the threat to America from right-wing terrorism and know that 8/8 is very important to them, and they see symbolism in it.
Well, maybe they don't think
Trump
that way,
goes
Chris.
On, hold it, Trump goes on. You know what Trump always says? Well, if you support me, why shouldn't I say nice things to you about you? He said that about David Duke. He says that about Putin. He says that of everybody. That's a man of very little ethical backbone at all who says things like that.
Right, but
if you like me, I'll be nice if you.
But that's not the point.
You're arguing relationships to him.
You're arguing that people in the administration should be aware of 8/8 being of some significance to white supremacists or neo Nazis, not white supremacists.
About the FBI report that just came out.
But neo Nazis,
they know that stuff.
Well, maybe they don't think that way. Just like Mark doesn't think that way. I only know about it because I'm a history buff.
But if you don't want to encourage them, you would think that way. You would be aware of it if you were just a little bit more on the ball.
All right, we're not. So.
And this place is—they are not on the ball. They're on the ball about very few things, except maybe getting reelected.
All right. What else, Chris?
Well, he's.
Is that it? Oh my gosh.
I guess. I'm sure there's a lot of other things. But, you know, I was trying to say on that topic.
You'll think of
wandering
them.
All over the place.
Well, I get off the reservation.
One other thing. Yes. One other thing. Imagine how much better Trump's speech would have been when he was reading the speech on a teleprompter that was actually pretty decent. If instead of saying everything sort of in the third person or we or our country, suppose he says, I condemn racism. I condemn these groups.
Then
I condemn it. He didn't say it that way.
Then
it was
be calling
all,
him.
You know, passive voice and the country should and blah, blah, blah.
Chris, then
but
they'd
think
be calling
how much
him.
Powerful, more powerful. So, if he used I a few times.
Chris, then they'd be calling him.
I,
hey, Chris.
He uses I about everything.
Chris,
it's all about
Chris,
him.
Chris, then they would be calling him a narcissist, saying all he ever does is talk about himself. I'm sorry, I don't think the guy can win under most circumstances.
All right, we got to go, Chris. Thank you so much. We'll give you a very, very brief last. Hold on, wrong person. There we go. Very brief last word, sir.
Okay. He accused Sherrod of the Ohio congressman of saying nasty things about him. He didn't say anything nasty. They both were complimentary. He put words in their mouth that weren't true at all.
All right.
And he created this, I am a victim. I'm a victim of here. After seeing the real victims, he's exclaiming he's a victim. I mean, he's pathetic.
Well, right, one of our writers says, so Chris blames Trump for not knowing about racist stuff.
All right, Cindy, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling back.
No problem.
Jeez,
I won't take it personally.
Mark's having a little trouble today.
If you push every button, nothing works.
That's always been my plan. Something will happen, right? We should just do something. Anyway, I called because I heard this gentleman last night on the news ranting about this HH thing and looked at my husband and said, this man needs a foil hat. And I don't usually, I try really hard to be patient, and but this guy was off the wall. It's like they're looking for ghosts in every closet. I was just awestruck by the foolishness of this man's comments.
Well, someone agrees.
I really was.
Someone agrees with you. One of our writers just said the only folks that can receive that signal have specially tuned tinfoil hats with high gain amplifiers.
Seriously, I mean that's just preposterous. And you know, my feelings. I hear from aliens through my feelings. I mean,
that's just WKOK because the tower.
I do think sometimes I hear WKOK through my feelings in my teeth.
That definitely does work.
We've had people tell us that.
Yeah, if you have a loose feeling and you're near the tower, you get it.
Well, sometimes I don't have power at my house, and then I just, you know, open my mouth, and you just come right out of it.
Well, you come through the radio enough, you might as well have the radio in your mouth.
Exactly. Right. It's far more efficient. But I think...
Saves a lot
God
of batteries.
God help us if we can't step back and take a breath. People have just really gone off the deep end. That people pick a day to lower the flags or raise the flags based on the order of letters in the alphabet, and oh my gosh, secret code messages, you know, this is just breathtakingly ridiculous in my mind. Just breathtaking. And then to criticize people, until I heard that man raving last night on television, I had never heard of this before in my life. It never dawned on me. I was impressed that they lowered the flags because I thought that honor was reserved for the military and
elected people, that kind of thing.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. And Supreme Court justices and that kind of thing. I thought how empathetic that was to do that. I certainly agreed with them choosing to do that. And then to turn, it's just like no matter what action is taken, it's turned into something evil. And you know, here's the problem with that. There are two. Number one, if you keep crying wolf, there's a point at which no one will listen to you, and you slip into sounding foolish like that gentleman on television last night. And two, come the day you call for something reasonable, no one's going to listen, and you should really be worried about that. That there is a responsibility in leadership. I talked about this with people that I worked with on the school board. You can go out and start fires all you want, but watch out, because you know what happens a lot of the time? They come back and burn you. How does it serve America that every day a group of people are hell-bent and determined to defame everything about this country? I mean, it's just become absurd. They're on a mission. And while I have to say that they do find something to be hyper-exaggeratedly critical of on every single day, their message is going to fail. It is already failing. I listened to this man last night and felt sorry for him. I hope his family gets him some help because he obviously needs it.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks, appreciate Cindy. That. Joe, do one email. I don't know which is which at the moment,
right,
and then we'll take a break.
One of our writers says, good morning. Biden gave a very presidential speech yesterday, much better than Trump's teleprompter speech. Trump's hate speech on Twitter feed is who he really is, not presidential. Democrats are not about open borders for criminals. Everyone needs to be documented and come in legally. Trump and Fox are telling the public the wrong news. Trump needs to lose in 2020 so our country gets back to normal and love one another, not divided.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We have four open lines. We've been talking about the president bearing responsibility for the shooting in Texas or not. What's the connection? You tell us. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got a dozen text messages and one caller waiting. Joe, let's hit the texts.
Okay. Laughing out loud, Democrats are not for open borders, and all must be properly documented when people come here, so says the email writer. They sure don't show it in their actions. That's one of our texts. Once again, Chris the leftist doesn't like what Trump said in his speech. Another one says that, Joe, all socialist and communist governments are corrupt. And another says, Obama divided the nation more than any other president. He denigrated police while lifting up Black Lives Matter. Oh, yeah, if you like your doctor, you can keep them. Oh, and let's run guns to the Mexican cartels. Do some border agents get killed? Then demand more gun control.
Well, that was
fast and furious.
Right.
Let's not forget the IRS targeting conservative organizations. Yeah, Obama was the great uniter, not...
That was all racist. People didn't like that stuff.
There are reports that the Dayton shooter attended an Antifa rally a month or so ago carrying the weapon he used on Saturday.
All right. Lance, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Well, I was going to talk about three things that you just mentioned, too.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
The press really does bear some responsibility, for sure, because everything that Trump says, they blow way out of proportion. So you would think he was a whole lot more, you know, against brown people, and he isn't, that's for sure, but you would think he was, simply because of the way that they take what he says. And you take about Charlottesville, too. He qualified that statement, but they never put the last half of it in there, where he said that this does not include the Nazis, the skinheads, you know. They are bad people, and they should be avoided at all costs, something like that, what he said. So they really bear responsibility there. And you think about it now, Mitt Romney, well, he's talking about our president, you know, having no decorum and having not be a gentleman. Well, Mitt Romney was the consummate gentleman, and the Dems ate him alive. They really did. And think about our vice president, who was the antithesis of our perceived playboy president, and look what they said about him. You know, he was out of touch with reality, because if there was an intern or someone that he was mentoring that happened to be female, they would never go anywhere together unless his wife was along, leaving doors open even when there was a female there. And he was just, boy, this guy's way out there. So you can't win for losing, can you?
Well, we're not getting good service, I guess. But, you know, it's hard to get objective coverage. Everybody has a personal viewpoint, and
so you pick your media. Just recently here on the news, they talked about the knife murders, you know, where there were four people that were killed by somebody with a knife. And he was an Hispanic guy. And if you look at Mexico's murder rate, pretty amazing. It's four times what ours is overall, and most of them murders are with knives. They aren't the cartels machine gunning each other. That's with knives. And as we think about knife murders, if you take all the long gun murders together, the rifles and the shotguns, you add them up, and then you double that figure, you come up with the number of people who were knifed. Which is pretty amazing, isn't it? And on an unrelated thing here, I guess, our superintendent of the Shikellamy School District, when he was on the radio, was talking about how charter schools, you know, siphon money away from the district. Well, now he himself is looking into starting a district-sponsored charter to save money. Did you see that?
Hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Who's doing that?
I don't forget this.
Dr. Bendel.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, good idea. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, Lance.
Well,
thanks for checking
out the irony between the change of positions.
It's ironic. Well, if you can't beat them.
Well, look,
join them.
Biden, he can overnight say, oh, I was against abortion, but now I'm for it.
There we go. Thank you so much, Lance.
Okay. All right.
Hate to drown you out, but that's what Dan Patrick does to the On the Mark show every day. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.